Good and Evil and Other Stories by Samantha Schweblin. Translated by Megan McDowell. Narrated by Ina Barone, Alma Cuervo, Frankie Corzo, Jamie K. Brown, Victoria Villarreal, and Annette Amelia Oliveira. Strange is always truer. Silvina Ocampo. Letters. Welcome to the club. I jump into the water from the end of the pier and sink down, holding my nose. After the initial impact, I open my eyes, surrendering to the fall as it grows softer, and to the colors all around me that seem new, denser, and more iridescent. I descend, holding my breath. Maybe a minute passes. Finally, slowly, my feet touch the mossy ground like I'm an astronaut landing on the moon. I let go of my nose and lower my arms, and my body tenses up. A contraction comes from my lungs, a spasm, and I wait a little longer. I touch the rocks tied to my waist. The knot can always be untied. Perhaps to keep from changing my mind, I inhale. I fill my chest with water, and a new hard cold hits my ribs. I want this to happen painlessly. A dozen bubbles escape from my mouth and nose and rise upward. Another spasm suddenly racks me, and I'm afraid of what might happen now. I let out my remaining air. I'm struck by the liquid feeling where there was always oxygen before. But above all, I'm struck by how lucid I feel. How calm. I look at my hands, larger and whiter than they were above water, and wonder how long it will take to lose consciousness. Algae, schools of silvery eyes, plankton, floating like glitter. My body feels loose, and an extraordinary sensation arises from the contact with warm currents, cool ones, warm again. In the distance, the lake floor grows murky. How much time has passed? 3 minutes? 5? It's something I no longer know how to calculate. I was sure this would happen faster. I touch the rocks, feeling for the knot. I'm not changing my mind. At this point, what's done is done. It's curiosity. I untie the rope, and the rocks fall away. Their impact causes an earthquake near my feet, which slowly lift off the ground. I stay there, sort of floating, unsure what to do. And it's then, at that moment, when I remember thinking, what if this is it? To float and wonder for the rest of eternity. The first real fear I have that day. To be unable to move forward or backward ever again in any direction. I curl up, kick against the ground to push upward. What was it that went wrong? I'm trying to understand. For a moment, ascending seems easy, but after a few feet, my body stops, comfortable in its levitation. It takes a while to return, to finally reach the more crystalline warmth of the surface. Will I breathe again when I emerge from the water? I wonder if anyone is looking for me, and I fear a scene. My arms take a few strokes. My head finally leaves the water, and I feel the relief of cold air on my wet face. The rocky shore is as empty as ever, and I paddle over to the log ladder and climb up onto the pier. I retch, leaning over the deck, expecting to throw up all the water, but nothing happens. The hot wood immediately absorbs the drops falling from my chin. I try to stand, but my body is weak and lax. So I wait a moment.